What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's up? This is Star Rock, and this is the AURN Podcast. I have my co-host, Jonathan Elias.
Woo, woo, woo!
And our AUR fam!
Hey, yeah. Ebony McMorris. I am the White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Network.
Can I just say you are gorgeous?
Your
skin is just get them chocolatey smooth, them dimples, and smile, a little short.
I just need that
cut.
Baby hair, y'all. Like, I think because you showing up. Like, I'm trying to get this.
Nah, man.
That's like, what I need.
I have to say, I see your work and. One, being an entertainment journalist, you know, yeah. I really appreciate people like you because I couldn't do it. You know,
I
couldn't do it.
I'll be going off on people so bad.
You know what's funny about that? There are times when I've been in the White House briefing room because I'm in the White House briefing room throughout the week. And because of my people, I've wanted to tear up.
Yeah.
I will tell you one example is when we were talking about immigration and we were talking about what was happening at the border with Haitians.
With Haiti.
Mm-hmm. And people were, they're not whipping them. They're not doing anything. But let me tell you something. I saw a whip.
Okay.
I don't care
and
whether
a man on a horse.
You just, like, and a exactly. man on a horse. Mm-hmm. And it was a trigger. And to see how we treat some who are escaping conditions and how we treat others, who we decide to let in this country and those who we don't. And especially then when you get down to color, right? And race, it makes you cry out. And there are times I've been in there and people have given excuses from administrations. And this is across the board. And I've been like, bullshit, in my spirit.
Yeah.
I've been like, come on, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is an honor to be in there, but honor only goes so far if you cannot make a difference.
Mm.
And so being in that White House is important. It's not even about me. It's about us.
Mm.
It's about what questions are not being asked. You know, it's about pushing against the grain, bringing up topics that normally others wouldn't care about, which is why AURN is so important, because we are black owned and operated.
And the only black owned news bureau in the White House, right? Is that
so? No, we are not. The Griot is also there,
okay.
But
oh,
outside of the Griot, yeah.
There's not many. That's the thing. Okay.
No, yeah. Like I don't even need another hand to go in depth. And so it's an awesome feeling, but it's an awesome responsibility as well that I'm happy to show up for. But when I can come and cut up with y'all.
Okay.
Because I'll be watching. I'll be on couch party if the White House briefing is late. I'm like, what's Jonathan? Yeah. Can I win $50 today?
Okay.
What's Star saying? You know,
I love it
because across the board we can cover so much. Black folk just don't want entertainment. They also want news. But when we can combine that, it's lit.
Yeah.
Amen. So tell us about your journey, though, because political reporting is not easy work. So how did you get here?
It's not. So I'm going to give the testimony. Y'all, I'm from Black Church. I'm
going to
give my testimony. I'm going to give my testimony time. This is especially to people who have children. This position, I will say, was spoken into in existence.
Mm.
When I was younger, I always wanted to go into news because I grew up in D.C. where we had black reporters, but you don't see that everywhere. You're not going to go to many places, especially in the 80s, and see a Jim Vance. You know what I mean? You're not going to do that. And so I was like, I want to tell our stories. I was in the hood. I'm living in D.C., War 5, shout out to War 5, in a place where they called Little Beirut at the time.
Yeah.
That's not, you know. And so I said, that's what I want to do. My mom has spoken it. I wrote it down.
Wow.
And so as I got older, she catered my life to what my purpose was about. The purpose wasn't the White House, but the purpose was being of service to your community and in that way. And so I remember I always said, I want to be a reporter. I said, the White House. I still have letters to this day. No lie. You talk about speaking and manifesting. My mom would sign letters all throughout college that said to my award-winning White House correspondent.
Wow.
But let me tell you something about life. if I knew how long it would take,
uh-huh.
right? Yeah. Like, you know what you're born to do, but you think that's going to happen in your 20s yes. like that. You think that's about to come early. You like, God said it. I'm going to do it. Hear my testimony. But when that thing hits you at a certain point in life where you're like, look, I'm a little tired, God.
Yeah. I'm a little tired. Okay.
And when it came, I wasn't looking for it. Didn't even know the position was available. Yes. And it was like, would you like to apply? I was like, Mama, you said it. Girl, you said it. You said it. And I had to pull that card back out because I had been in news. I've been at NBC for 16 years. I was on at Radio 1, still working in news. I work for Roland Martin, TV 1. So I actually was kind of fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if it doesn't happen, I remember, but God, I'm not going to feel like I failed because I've lived a great experience, right? When that thing came, I said, let me not ever doubt the rooms that God has put me in. And there's a responsibility with that. And so for those who may be watching, like, your journey, my journey, the Jonathan, your journey, and like, oh, I want to. There's a road that we all, when we talk about our experiences, baby, it don't come the way you think you wrote it. Because we don't write the valleys and the hills in our dreams. We be like, yes, and I did this. But there's a patience that comes with that. There is just a peace I have now. And I'm like, I'm more in tune. So it came when I'm like, I'm getting a little tired.
See.
But then I was like, all right, what have I not been speaking on? Because life can kind of hit you and make you doubt.
Man. So that goes into my next question with, you know, life hitting you and making you doubt. You know, I have a personal story with a person I will not name, but he's a very, very big black correspondent slash host on a major network. And I spoke to him about, this is when I first started at Howard. So I was
fairly young.
Come on. Listen, don't have me showing out.
I know.
Here.
I didn't even go to Howard, but I feel like saying it because I'm so DC. I'm so DC.
You from DC. You can say it. All right. But I spoke to him about pursuing in entertainment news, and he was like, there's not enough room for us. You know, you're going to have to go to a small market like Mississippi or something,
yeah,
do hard news,
and come back.
And maybe, but like, you know, there isn't really any room. And when I tell you, I flew on that airplane back to D.C. because I was at L.A. when I spoke to him about this, and I was just hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I low-key felt defeated because it's like, I don't want to go to hard news. Like, I can, but I don't. That's
not
my
passion. Nobody wants you unless that's you. You gotta love it.
You know what I mean? So, getting, you know, information like that. I know what I did. Yeah. You know, but I'm sure you've gotten a lot of no's. You know, before you got some yeses. You know, what it was your okay?
Honey,
hello.
I got a no, not on ability, but on complexion. Let's talk about the dumb no's, not the no's about skill. Let's talk, and we know this is a very image driven. I got that. I got it.
Numbers now too. There was an audition that I couldn't even do because it said I didn't have enough social media followers.
Oh yeah, that's now.
You
that's
know
now.
What I mean?
But
like,
can I say with? And then I want you to continue.
Yeah.
One, you got that complexion. I got wasn't black enough on. I won't say the network, but it was, or the media outlet.
I can see
but that. It was. You're not urban enough. Like, you speak a little too proper for this. And then a year after they were, you know, founded and they needed more hosts, they came back to me and was like, hey, you know, with an offer.
But the question is, who's saying that?
Who's saying that exactly?
Who's saying that? And even if the person who's saying it may look like you, who's behind the person saying that?
Come on.
Because a lot of times we see things that front and look like us, but let me tell you something, the power may not be us at the end of the day. That's why I really can't praise AURN enough, because it's a network, just so y'all let you know. They say, what you want to do? Can you make it happen? We support you. Make it make sense at the end of the day. And we're good. And so I'm not getting the, are you dark enough? No, baby. We doing locks.
We doing natural. We doing weaves.
And it may be a different color. But it is, are you coming with your skill and your talent?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because the culture is full of so many things. We've got to control our own narrative.
Yes.
And sometimes, while all praise to those who are at non black companies and you're doing your thing, we will lift you up. But I can't go through this. This is the Halle Berry season look. Yeah. This is the chocolate brother look. This is the brown skin look. Yeah. I can't do, you're not going to play with me like that. Yeah. If God didn't put that in my spirit, you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. That's okay. All right, that's fine. I'll go someplace else. And sometimes if you had a lot of no's in your life, that means you need to start building it yourself.
Hey,
if you build it, they'll come. So you stay on that farm, that factory you on right now. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling you to just all of a sudden write your letter.
Not like Beyonce said.
Right. I said, like, I ain't trying to, like, because you ain't going to come back to me and say, Ebony in the White House told you to do. You got bills, right? But however, I want you to begin to build while you're there. Get to know the inside and out of that company that you're in so that when you leave, you're not just taking your load of whatever's in your cubicle. You're taking knowledge and skill with you. And like Eric Thomas said, the hip hop preacher, we going to live in miracle territory.
Yeah.
That's how. Like, it's a different landscape. Man. It's not easy.
It's not.
But it is worth it.
Impossible.
Ebony, thank you for taking us to church today.
Come on. Can we snap on that? Can we snap on that?
Cuff it. Cuff's like, don't let me.
We definitely have to collaborate with you more often.
Yeah.
But we got to wrap this up today.
Yeah, but next time you here, we want some time with you because Mama is busy.
We gotta do lives and
I'm ready. We in a good season. Let me tell you something. Black folks snatching up all types of power positions. So this is power here in the room, and I'm such a fan of both of you all. Man. So to support and collaborate, I'm here.
Yes, and we're a fan of you. We love you. We love everything that you're doing. How can we support you? How can we watch anything that you got going on?
Sure.
Let us all know that.
So I'm across the board on social media platforms at Ebony McMorris, and that's old school Ebony with the Y. Right?
Come on.
I'm an 80s baby with the Y. At Ebony McMorris, DM me, do whatever. I want to hear your stories because I want to share the stories that we don't always hear very often. Yeah. I want to make people cry like you be making them cry on Couch Party. Y'all see that episode? Y'all go binge watch Couch Party.
Okay, and I'll be crying with them. Like a punk.
I love it. Oh, God.
No, we thank you. And, so guys, know, please support. This is why we have amazingly powerful people like Ebony on the show, all right? So we love you guys. Make sure you guys stay tuned for the next episode as well.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.